My name is Ted Ulmer. My birthday is February 11th, 1981. Clairton was very different when I was a kid. There was a lot more stores. There were more playgrounds to play at. One of the things I always remember was there was a little corner store across the alley from my house. I grew up right across the street from the football stadium. And that old raggedy building that they just tore down just this summer used to be a corner store. And we would go in there. My parents would give me 50 cents or a dollar, and me and my brother would walk across the parking lot, and we would go over and we would get candy there. And all of our friends would meet over there, and you don't see many things like that around here anymore. It was a great place to grow up. I loved growing up here. I have friends that I still see and talk to every single day that I knew when I was younger than you guys, when I was, you know, first and second grade. Kids that I went to kindergarten with are still my best friends today. It was a great place to grow up. My grades weren't great. I was not a straight-A student, believe it or not. Sometimes I got bored in school and I didn't do my best. And it wasn't until I got to college where I realized that I couldn't just get by doing the minimum. I really had to work hard at what I did. I was blessed that, you know, I was smart enough to get by in some classes without working, you know, as hard as I could. But what I've learned is that I missed out on so much because I did that. That if I could do it all over again, I would have worked twice as hard when I was in school. My grandfather was my role model. My grandfather is not alive anymore, but when he was alive, he was my role model. My grandfather, he was a big influence in my life. I loved the way that he went about life. He fought in World War II. He taught me how to treat people. He taught me how to respect people. He taught me how to be a good person. He taught me how to work on cars. He taught me how to fix stuff in my house with my hands. He taught me that the most important thing that you could do in this world is to be a good father to your own children. And that's why my grandfather is my hero. I think it's very important for boys to have mentors that are not specifically their parents. I think it's very important for young men to have other people to look up to that are not in their household. I think it gives them an opportunity to see somebody who they might not know everything about, but they can learn a great deal from. I have a fantastic relationship with my father. I speak to my dad every single day. My dad has taught me so much about life and about being considerate and caring and still being a man. You know, I think too often we think that men have to be this tough, rugged exterior and they, you know, show no emotion and show no fear. But, you know, my father has taught me that you don't necessarily have to be that kind of person. You can be caring and you can be empathetic and you can, you know, you can show that and still be, you know, a tough guy. You know, my dad has taught me so many things about being a father. You know, these are things that I hope to pass on to my own children. My goal in life, and I think everybody's goal in life, should be to make your children's life better than your life. And that's my goal now, is to make sure that my kids have a better life than I had. Personal and professional goals has always been to be a teacher here at Clairton High School. I went to the University of Pittsburgh, where I graduated with degrees in history and political science. I got a master's degree from California University in teaching. I am a social studies teacher in the middle school. I teach American history to the eighth graders, and I teach world history and geography to the seventh graders. My secret to success is very simple. Know what you want and work hard for it. That's it. You have to know, you have to define what it is that you want. You have to understand what it is that you want, and you have to continually work hard to meet that goal. And that's how you succeed.